USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's official. The gross domestic product drops nearly 1% for the second consecutive quarter, decreasing 1.6% annually and putting the United States into a recession. If the status quo continues in Washington, a depression is next. The last depression to hit America was in late 2007 through the summer of 2009. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's on-again, off-again visit to Taiwan is curious, according to Senator Mark Warner, the Democrat from Virginia.
I think we need to stand by Taiwan, and I support continuing to sell arms to Taiwan and doing all we can to build up enough defense for Taiwan so that should President Xi try to take over Taiwan the same way Putin is taking over Ukraine, that there will be a huge, huge price to pay.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
JetBlue Airways and Spirit Airlines announced Thursday they have agreed to a merger. This happened a day after a long-running bid by Sprint and Frontier Airlines fell apart. Under the new agreement, JetBlue would acquire Spirit for $33.50 per share in cash. Charter Communications is losing a ton of money for not vetting one of its employees.
Charter Communications is being ordered to pay over $7 billion to the family of a North Texas woman who was killed by a company worker. A Dallas County jury issuing the punitive damage order Tuesday, which will be appealed. The jury found the company liable last month, saying the company properly failed to screen Roy Holden Jr. when they hired him. Holden was given life in prison after admitting to murdering and robbing Betty Thomas while in his charter uniform in 2019. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In the coming days, the Biden administration is expected to declare monkeypox a public health emergency. That's according to Dr. Robert Malone. The Biden administration's upcoming decision comes in the light of the World Health Organization declaring monkeypox a public health emergency of international concern. Today is Peru's Independence Day. July 28th marks the Declaration of Independence from Spain in 1821. Senator Mark Warner, the Democrat from Virginia, on Newsmax Overnight explains why the computer chips bill, bringing manufacturing back to the United States, is so important to our national security.
If we had not passed this bill and it doesn't get to the president's desk, there would never be another semiconductor facility built in America, because every other nation is trying to lure these huge manufacturing facilities to their country. On top of that, in one of your earlier stories about Taiwan, most of the advanced semiconductors in the world, not just for America, are built in Taiwan. And as we see the political activity and President Xi threaten Taiwan more and more, if Xi were to try to shut down the production from Taiwan or stop the flow of chips, whether to America or elsewhere, it would create a global depression. So this legislation is long overdue.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.